This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Nationwide protests in Myanmar against the military's overthrow of the elected civilian government continue today despite a shutdown of the internet for a second consecutive night. Protesters blocked off the street in front of the country's central bank in Yangon despite an increasing presence of military vehicles on the street the day before. Reuters says protesters also blocked train services. Dozens of Buddhist monks took part in Tuesday's protest marches in Yangon. A rocket attack in northern Iraq late Monday killed a contractor for the U.S.-led coalition and injured at least nine other people. Coalition spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Wayne Murato said the contractor killed was not an American and that the injured included eight other civilian contractors and a U.S. service member. A little-known group called Saraya Awilia Aldam claimed responsibility for the attack. Nine prominent Hong Kong democracy advocates faced trial today on charges of organizing an unauthorized assembly in August of 2019. Among the defendants, veteran octogenarian lawyer and Hong Kong's father of democracy, Martin Lee, and media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Other defendants include Lee Chuk-yan.
What we witness is that law become an instrument of political suppression and political prosecution. It is very sad to witness the deterioration of the rule of law in Hong Kong into a rule by fear.
Lee held a banner saying peaceful assembly is not a crime. Shame on political prosecution. An overcrowded bus drove off a bridge and into a canal in central India on Tuesday, killing at least 42 people. This is VOA News. New York's governor is under fire for the lethal path the coronavirus took through New York's nursing homes, but he's insisting the state did not cover up the deaths. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this.
There was a delay.
Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged officials should have moved faster to release information. The state has been forced to acknowledge its count of nursing home deaths excluded thousands of residents who perished after being taken to hospitals.
We didn't answer every question. So it allowed the void to be created. The void begets disinformation. The disinformation begets pain of people. I take responsibility for that.
But at a news conference, Cuomo insisted
all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported.
Cuomo says he'll have reforms involving hospitals and nursing homes in the upcoming state budget. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Joe Biden is facing mounting pressure at the border. Thousands of people are waiting to claim asylum and more come each day, falsely believing they will be able to enter the U.S. now that former President Donald Trump is out of office. Mr. Biden has made major changes to his predecessor's hardline immigration policies, but he has not lifted the major restrictions to people seeking asylum as he faces pressures from all sides. His administration has promised a more humane approach, but hasn't said how or when it will act. A Wisconsin Republican U.S. senator says the attack at the U.S. Capitol last month didn't strike him as an armed insurrection. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who's been a strong supporter of Donald Trump, was speaking on a conservative radio show in Wisconsin. Johnson says everyone condemns the violence and five deaths, but he says that wasn't an armed insurrection, asking how many firearms were confiscated, how many shots were fired. The senator says he's only aware of one, the enforcement officer who fatally shot a woman jumping through a smashed window. Johnson also called Democrats hypocrites for not speaking out against violence that took place during racial justice protests around the country. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House has announced that Congress will have an independent commission study the Capitol attack, how it began, and what exactly took place. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Violent aspects of last summer's mostly peaceful protests were widely condemned by both Democrats and Republicans alike, including then-candidate Joe Biden.
I'm here from San Antonio, and we got snow in front of the Alamo. I don't live too far, but man, you never think you see the day until you got snow coming down like this.
A winter storm watch dropping snow and ice. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.